好，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
那个我要延续上一次的负担啊，把它有一段的结束。
I want to continue the burden I have。
我的负担是，我觉得我们需要有信心，实际的操练。
My burden is that we have to to exercise our faith to have that in reality。
在那个信心实际的操练的时候，帮助我们能够真正的认识我们的神是又真又活的神。
To really exercise this faith in reality, that we can know that our God is the true and living God.
我相信每个基督徒都知道信心很重要。
We all know that faith is very important.
但是我真的感觉有时候我们实在是缺乏能够信靠主的经历。
I really truly believe that we are lack of this experience in the Lord.
所以当我在主面前寻求的时候
，When I seek before the Lord.
主耶稣就给我就两个字。
The Lord gave me two words.
放胆。
To be bold.
所以我们必须要放胆的能够信靠主。
So we have to have faith in God with boldness.
那主也给我两个方面两个图画。
And the Lord also gave me two sides, two pictures.
我稍微很快的复习一下上次第一个图画。
I want to
The first
review the last time's picture.
我们看一下那个以弗所书第三章十二节。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verses 12.
以弗所书第三章十二十三节。
Ephesians 3:12-13.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
当那个保罗他在关锁在监狱里面的时候
，When Paul was in chains in the prison，
他这个肉身呢被限制在一个地方。
His physical being is being restricted in a place.
但他里面有一个感觉呢，我们必须要放胆的能够信靠主。
But in him, he has the sense that we have to to trust in the Lord with boldness.
他并且鼓励在外面的弟兄们呢，不要因着任何的困难丧胆。
And he encouraged brothers who are outside that not to be discouraged by tribulation.
我们再看哥林多前书第十章十三节。
So First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章十三
10:13
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的神是信实的必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路叫你们能忍受得住
There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man but God is faithful will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are ableBut will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
所以我希望有些弟兄姊妹可能也许还记得。
I hope you still remember.
我是用一个图画，就是以色列人要过红海那个图画。
I used a picture that when the Israelites were going to cross the Red Sea.
以色列人在埃及地呢，那个待了很久，大概三四百年的时间。
They stayed in Egypt for about 400 years.
然后神要带领他们回到那个以色列当初应许亚伯拉罕的地。
God wants to bring them to where God has promised Abraham.
所以借着摩西呢，就带领以色列人要离开埃及。
And through Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
然后他们就在旷野漂流了40年。
And they were drifting in the wilderness for 40 years.
在开头的时候呢，他们必须要先过一道海叫做红海。
And before, in the beginning, they have to cross a sea called the Red Sea.
但是其实他们可以走别的路，就不需要经过红海。
But they can walk a different path, and they do not have to, go through the Red Sea.
但是神似乎故意的把他们带到那个海边，然后让法老的追兵呢，把他们逼到一个困住的情况。
But it's as if God, on purpose, lead them to the Red Sea and has the Pharaoh's army.Pursue them.
所以在这个困住的情况底下呢，你会发现我们需要操练我们的信心。
When they were trapped and surrounded, you realize that you have to exercise your faith.
所以呢，神就用一个大神迹呢，把那个红海开了一条出路，让他们能够离开。
And God used the big miracles to open up the Red Sea for them to leave.
所以我问弟兄姊妹，你是否有被困住的经历呢？
And I ask brothers and sisters, have you have the experience of being trapped?
有的是大的事情，我们工作找不到，或是说，一些这个情况里面我们没办法出来，生病、工作等等。
Some are big situations where you are trapped. You know, you can find a job or when you are sick.
那有的时候是我们的功课做不出来，我们要考试。
And sometimes it's when we can't really finish, you know, we can't get our homework done or we have exams.
有的时候是我们家庭里面人的关系，有的时候是我们管教小孩的时候。觉得好像被困住。
Or maybe it's a relationship in the family, or when we are, you know, disciplining our children.
在这种情况底下，弟兄姊妹，我们是否信得过主呢？他一定为我们开一条路。
Under such circumstances, do we really trust in the Lord that He will open up a way for us?
有的时候，当我们困住的时候，我们好像出不来，好像没有办法，没有出路。
Sometimes when we are trapped, it seems like there is no way.
所以，也许弟兄姊妹记得，当我们有些弟兄们，他的工作好像到了一个绝境的时候，就是他找不到工作。
Brothers and sisters, you may have known some brothers, you know, when they can't find a job.
或是说，这工作马上要被结束了，他没有下一个着落。
And or when they are about to be laid off, or they can't find a, you know, they don't know if their job is on the way.
所以神能够施展他的奇妙的大能呢，为我们开一条出路，给我们有一个奇妙的预备。
And God can show forth His power and open up a way for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们好像被神摆在一个困住的环境底下的时候呢，我们不能放胆。
And brothers and sisters, when we are, you know, put into a situation when we are trapped, you know, we do not want to lose faith.
我们要相信神是这位创造宇宙万有的大至大的神。
We have to believe that God is the one who has created this a world.
他一定能够掌管这个环境呢，叫我们有一条出路能够离开的。
He will take care of the situation and open up a way for us.
好，所以这是第一个图画。
This is the first picture.
现在我今天想要与弟兄姊妹交通第二个图画。
I want to share with you the second picture.
我们请看一下腓立比书一章十四节。
Philippians 1:14.
腓立比书一章十四。
Philippians 1:14.
并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑越发放胆传神的道无所惧怕。
And many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident by my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
所以当保罗写这封书信的时候他仍然在监狱里面。
When Paul wrote this letter he was still imprisoned.
可是呢，他这边描述在一个监狱外面的这些弟兄。
But he described these brothers who are outside the prison.
这些弟兄哈，明明知道有可能传讲福音呢会被关锁。
These brothers know that maybe when they you know when they speak of the word you know they might be bonded.
可是他们为着神的福音的缘故呢，他们就信靠主呢，在那边放胆的传讲。
But because of God, they trust in the Lord and they speak with boldness the word of God.
也就是说，他们现在并不是在一个困住的环境。
They are not trapped.
但是他们虽然知道前面可能有一个逼迫，但他们愿意走信心的道路，在那边放胆传讲。
They know that you know before them they might be persecuted, but yet by faith they speak with boldness.
我们再看另外一处马太福音六章三十节。
Matthew 6:30.
马太福音六章三十节，你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Wherefore did God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
所以，请跳到三十三节。
33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
所以这边主耶稣说啊，有人是小信的。
Jesus speak of some who are of little faith.
不要小信.
Do not be of little faith.
必须要先求他的国和他的义.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
所以你会发现, 先求他的国和他的义, 这件事情呢, 也是一个信心.
You know that to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, this matter is also of faith.
所以我另外的图画哈, 是以色列人跨过约旦河。
My other picture is when the Israelites crossed the river of Jordan.
在那个以色列人他们离开埃及要进到应许之地这个40年的时间呢,
During this time, this 40 years when you're going to the promised land, this
对,他的前面的开头他们过红海。
In the beginning, they crossed the Red Sea.
他们的结束结尾呢,要进到应许地是过约旦河。
To enter the promised land, the ending is to cross the Jordan River.
但整个过程哈，然后在旷野当中，这整个过程有记录当中有42个站口他们经过的。
The whole process in the wilderness, there are 42 stations that they have passed through.
所以整个过程好像形容我们基督徒呢。 今天行走在这个地上，怎么样？主一站一站带领我们经过。
It cannot describe how Christians in this world how the Lord lead us through every station.
然后这两道的水呢，是前面的开头跟结束。
And these two waters, one is in the beginning, one is the end.
那个，当然我们有时候有一些预表的意义。
There are some types.
Yeah. 所以比如说过了红海呢，表明我们与世界有所分别。
When we cross the Red Sea, it's said to be separated from the world.
所以每次那个受浸的时候呢，我们就说世界已经远远抛在我的背后。
When we have baptism, we said, you know, the world is far, far away behind me.
然后我们过了红海呢，那个世界就已经埋葬在那个水里面了。
When we cross the Red Sea, the world is buried in the waters.
我们今天从今开始呢，我们过一个与世界虽然在世界里，但是过一个与世界分别的生活。
And from that day forward, though we are in the world, but we live a life that is separated from the world.
然后那个过约旦河。
When we cross the Jordan River.
因为他们过约旦河之后呢，他们马上就受割礼。
After they crossed the Jordan River, the first thing that took place was circumcision.
所以它有一个意思，就是说我们能够除去我们的肉体的私欲。 好好，我们在这个新的生命里面生活。
That we can cut off, we can do away with the old life, that we can live this new life.
然后也有弟兄有一些的领会。
And some brothers have some understanding.
比如说有一位叫格兰特 Grant 的弟兄。
There's a brother named Grant.
他就有个领会，就是说过红海呢，比较像是着重基督徒与主同死。
That to cross the Red Sea is to emphasize a Christian dying with the Lord.
然后过约旦河呢，比较着重与基督同一同复活。
That crossing the Jordan River is to be resurrected with the Lord.
但是不管如何哈，我们看整个过程形容我们属灵的经历。
No matter what, this whole process describes our spiritual experience.
但是呢，我们在希伯来书里面呢，神对整个过程里面有一个着重的点。
But in Hebrews, God, you know, has an emphasis on this whole process.
他说哈，在这个过程当中呢，他有一个非常不满意的地方，就是以色列人不信。
That in this whole process, there's one thing that is the Israelites they do not believe.
他们因着有不信的恶心呢，所以第一代的人呢都没有办法进到应许之地。
And because of their wicked heart of unbelief. The first generation did not enter the promised land.
但除了两位以外,
except two.
所以整个过程里面，我们发现神要我们能够有信心。
That the whole process God wants us to have faith.
所以我就借用这两个图画呢，来彼此鼓励，我们要有信心的操练。
That through these two pictures, I encourage you that we'll have just to exercise our faith.
所以我们要稍微先来看一下这个过约旦河的这个图画。
We want to see this picture crossing the Jordan River.
我们请看一下约书亚记第一章。
We'll read Joshua chapter 1.
我会念稍微多一点点。约书亚记第一章1跟2节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶稣雅记在前面那个摩西五经后面的第一个是耶稣雅记
the fifth book。
好，第一章第二一跟二，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方去。
Chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel.
六至七。
Six and seven.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖应许起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go.
第九节。
Nine.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
刚刚念的这一点部分哈，我们看到神应许他们要进到应许之地。
This passage, we see that God promised them to go and lead them to the promised land.
然后另外你会看见神对于这个以色列人的领袖约书亚呢，鼓励他要刚强壮胆。
And also that God encouraged Joshua to be strong and of a good courage.
主讲了三次刚强壮胆，然后不要惧怕。
He said it three times to be strong and of a good courage and to not be dismayed.
然后请看第三章。
Chapter 3.
一到六节，第三章一到六节。
Verses 1-6.
约书亚清早起来，和以色列人众人都离开石亭，来到约旦河，就住在那里等候过河。过了三天，官长走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：“你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见祭司立位人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜去。”只是你们和约柜相离，要量二千轴，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。约书亚吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。”约书亚又吩咐祭司说：“你们抬起约柜，在百姓前头过去。”于是他们抬起约柜，在百姓前头走。
And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure.Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people.
所以他们等了三天之后呢，他们预备要过约旦河。
They waited 3 days and before they crossed the Jordan.
这条路呢是一条新的路，他们从来没有走过的。
This is a new way. They have not passed this way before.
而且约柜呢要在他们前头要过去，先过去。
And the ark of the covenant is to go before them.
应该说约柜先走，然后大家看着观察这个情况。
The ark of the covenant will go forth first, and they will be behind watching it.
OK, 12到17节。
12-17.
你们现在要从以色列支派中拣选12个人， 每支派一人，等到才普天下主耶华约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就从上往下流的水必然断绝，立即成垒。百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司仍在百姓的前头。他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。那往亚巴拉的亚拉巴的海，就是沿海下流的水全然断绝。于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民竟都过了约旦河。这有点长，我们可能就先略掉，对不起哈，大家那个英文就请自己看一下。所以这边大家注意一下哈。
So pay attention here.
当那个约柜抬约柜的祭司脚一下水。
That when the priests who are bearing the Ark of the Covenant, when their feet touches the waters.
然后那个水就在很远的地方就被挡住了。
And that from very far off, it's been stopped.
那个约旦河的水就断绝了。
It stood still.
所以他们就约柜就停在中间，然后百姓就过去。
It was cut off, and the Ark of the Covenant was in the middle, and the people passed over.
第四章的一到三节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 through 3.
国民竟都过了约旦河，耶和华就对约书亚说：“你从民中要拣选十二个人，每支派一人，吩咐他们说：你们从这里，从约旦河中祭司脚站定的地方，取十二块石头带过去，放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。”
And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying.Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night.
好，就念得比较久，就念到这里。那个，所以这个过程就是说，约柜先过去，他们脚一踩到水里面之后，水就断了。
So when the Ark of the Covenant, when the priests are carrying, when their feet touches the Jordan, the water was cut off.
然后约柜停在河中间，他们全部都过去。
And the Ark of the Covenant stopped in the middle of the Jordan, and the people passed over.
同时呢，在河水当中，那个河床拿了十二块石头。
And in the riverbed, they took 12 stones.
然后全部都过河之后
And after all has passed the Jordan,
然后抬约柜祭司脚一上了干地
When the priest who carries the Ark of the Covenant when their feet step on the ground
On the dry land
dry ground,、yeah.
然后那个水就重新再过来了
And the water continued to flow
好所以这件事情、啊、这是一个图画
This is a picture
我想我们也知道前面的弟兄也跟我们提过。
And brothers before as mentioned to us.
这个约旦河过约旦河跟过红海有一点不同。
Crossing the Jordan and crossing the Red Sea, there is a little different.
过红海的时候，他们困住的时候呢，然后摩西伸杖，水就分开了。
When they were trapped, Moses lifted the staff and the water separated.
水分开以后呢，他们才过。
After the water separated, then did they pass?
然后进下约旦河，过约旦河有点不一样，因为他们脚要先下去，水才断。
But crossing the Jordan is different. Their feet has to first touch the waters before the water has been cut off.
所以你看他的脚那个信心那个地步呢，要先踩下去，水才断。
So you know the feet, that step of faith, it has to enter into the river first before the river water is cut off.
这边有个字很重要，叫做先。
First.
然后所以我们讲到说先求神的国与神的义一切所需用的神就要加给我们那边有一个先
When we say seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you there is this word first
什么叫做先
What is first
你会发现在红海那个环境里面呢他们逼不得已被神 逼到一个，就是带到一个情况，他们没办法。
You realize that in this Red Sea matter, they were being pushed to the limits, and God lead them thus, and they have no other choice.
但是他们过约旦河的时候，他们可以有其他的选择。
But when crossing the Jordan, they have other choices.
他们可以走其他地方，不用过。
They can walk a different path. They do not have to pass the Jordan.
可是呢，他们因着这个主的应许。
But because of God's promise,
他们主动的把脚先放在那个水里面。
They initiate that to put their feet in the river.
好像一个信心的那个一步先跨下去。
That is step of faith to first step into it.
然后神就把那个水就分开了。
And God separated the waters.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个先好有一个意思。
So first has a meaning.
你自己主动的亲自把自己放在一个需要倚靠主的环境里。
That you initiate this matter of putting yourself in this circumstance that you can be able to trust in the Lord.
然后如果你操练这个先的话，
If you exercise this first,
你会发现你的信心开始有长进。
And you see that your faith is starting to grow.
我举一个例子。
An example.
我上次也用 Melody 那个跳到我身上的例子。
I use this example of Melody jumping on me.
就是说那个信心好像他，我们玩一个游戏，他从椅子上或楼梯上往几层往我身上跳。
We play a game, you know, she was on the stairs and she has to, jump.
所以她记得过我，所以就往我身上跳。
She trusts me, so she jumped on me.
这是我要用她用一个另外一个例子。
A different example.
就是我常常带她去学游泳。
I always I frequently take her to swimming.
然后这个礼拜她的游泳有一个很大的突破。
She reached a milestone.
对对对对。
Yeah, or
所以过去
breakthrough in the swimming.
过去一年多来呢，学游泳我必须要抱着她下水。
The last year I have to hold on to her to bring her to the water.
对啊，所以当爸爸妈妈不太容易。
Not easy to be parent.
就是你在咳嗽感冒的时候，还是硬着头皮要下水。
When you have a cold and you are coughing, you still have to go to the water.
然后有一阵子，我觉得好像很冷，我又身体又感冒。
There was one when I was had a cold and I was feeling kind of chilly.
然后过了几次之后，才那个他们那个主办单位给了10块钱，说很抱歉，那个水这个水温最近非常的冷。
And they gave us $10 kind of credit as to say, you know, sorry, the water temperature wasn't right.
对，所以不管怎么样，就是我好像必须为他开路，开一个水的路呢，抱着他下去。
And it's as if I have to open up the rain of water and, you know, carry her into the water.
这个礼拜呢，他报了新的一班呢，升级了。
But this week, she went forward to a different class.
升级的意思呢，就是说爸爸妈妈不用下去了。
She said, go to a different step, she doesn't have to have her parents with her.
对，她必须自己下去，然后跟老师学。
She has to go into the water herself and learn from her teacher.
但这个例子哈，就是说你会发现，她过去好像需要别人为她开路。
It seems like, you know, in the past she has to have someone to open up the way for her.
但现在她需要自己跨过信心的一步，自己先进到水中。
And now she has to take that step of faith herself and enter into the water.
所以当那个以色列人要跨过约旦河的时候，
When the Israelites were about to cross the Jordan,
他们其实第一个，他们马上碰到的就是那个水还在流啊，就是他说那个收割的时候河水涨过两岸。
You know, the water is still flowing, and then during harvest, it reached to the overflow to the bank.
Yeah, overflow. 所以那个水是相当大的。
So the water is really large.
Yeah, 所以他们如果是红海的话，你比较放心，对不对？他应该先分开了，你再下去。
But the Red Sea, you know, you will be more at ease because that it divides first before you went over.
但现在神就是要他们那个祭司代表的全部的人哈，他们要先下去，他才分开。
So the priests represent the entire Israelites, so they have to first step into the waters before it will divide.
然后后面呢，他们还面对很多强大的迦南人，是未知的一个情况。
They also are going to face this really mighty Canaanites that you know things that they people they don't know.
所以他们是凭着信呢，顺服主的带领。就这样走这条路。
But by faith, they obey the Lord and follow this way.
弟兄姊妹，这边当中有一句话很抓到我。
There's this word that catch me.
他说啊，这条路你们从来没有走过。
And so he said, this path you have not crossed, went passed over.
所以弟兄姊妹，这条信心的路哈，是一条不太一样的路。
This way of the this path of the faith is not a it's a different path.
你必须要先求神的国和神的义，你先下去的时候，你会发现你在走这个信心的路。
Then you have to first seek the God's kingdom and His righteousness. Then you walk in this path of faith.
我举一下那个，我借用我们弟兄的一个见证。
I'm going to use our brother's testimony.
对，我们有一个弟兄哈，他告诉我们说，学生的时候并不太需要金钱的奉献。
A brother said, you know, when you're a student, you don't really have to have a money offering.
对，的确，学生的收入并不太多是。
And indeed, a student, they don't have much income.
不过还是有一些收入就是。
And they still have some income.
当他在退休会的时候呢，他听到说可以有一些的奉献，金钱的奉献。
And at a retreat, he heard that you know you can have some money offering.
所以呢，他就愿意说好，那我就从收入当中拿出一些钱作为金钱的奉献给主。
And so he practiced that you know from his income, he took out some and as a money offering, gave it to the Lord.
当他一这样子做的时候呢
，When he started to practice this,
先求神的国和他的义。
To seek firstly the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
他就不晓得为什么他就得到一个机会，在那个夏天整个夏天的时候呢，他就不止拿50%的 RA， 他就另外一个机会加起来100%的那个薪水的供应。
So instead of just having 50% of RA assistantship, he ended up with two, which gave him 100% coverage for the summer.
所以当他先求神的国和神的义呢？神就特别加给他。
When he first seek God's kingdom and righteousness, God added unto him.
这很稀奇。
It's amazing.
另外，以前我们之前那个我们弟兄曾经提过那个戴德森弟兄的见证。
Our brother has mentioned the testimony of our brother Hudson Taylor.
所以当我们弟兄操练信心的时候
，When he was practicing faith.
对，细节我有点记不清楚。
I forgot the details.
他可能在。他那个金钱上面已经很拮据了。
He has a very limited amount of money.
他在等他老板要给他薪水，已经延后了。
His boss has really deferred his payment for a while.
他需要这个薪水付他的这个房租，还有要吃饭。
But he needs this wage to pay for his rent and for food.
但是他有一个心愿哈，他要操练信心。
But he has this This desire, this wish to practice faith.
他求主呢，不要用人的方法。他说：“主，你自己帮提醒我的老板，能够给我薪水。”
And he prayed to the Lord, you know, I don't want to use man's way, but God, can you please remind my boss to about my wages?
所以他就把自己的脚呢跨到那个河里面了。
So he put his feet into the river.
他把自己放到一个情况里面，好像那个。钱不够，可能快要不够了。
He put himself in a situation that you know the money might not be enough already.
不止如此。
Not only that.
当他看到一个路边一个穷困的人有需要的时候
，When he saw someone on the road that needed the money,
他里面身上全部的钱就只剩下那么一点点。
All that's left was this very little bit in his pocket.
那还可以吃饭吃到明天之类的。
Maybe food for tomorrow.
那但是神给他一个感动，你要供应这个穷人。
But God laid this burden in his heart to provide for this poor man.
所以他里面就跟神有个挣扎。
And it was a struggle with the Lord.
我可以给他，那我给他一半好了。
Now I can give it to him. How about half?
但是神说不行，你要全部给掉。
But God said no, everything.
所以他后来挣扎一阵子，他说，他不是这样说，死就死吧，就是反正他就是全部就给掉了。
After much struggle, he gave all of his all to the poor man.
他给了之后，心中非常的喜乐平安。
After he gave everything away, he was filled with joy and peace.
他说，我想他的意思就是说，我的脚已经下到水里面了。
I think he says, you know, like my feet is already in the river.
我凭着信我就走主这条路。
By faith I walk God's way.
我现在要看看主会不会把河水分开。
I want to see if the Lord will open up the river.
啊，所以感谢主，后来那个他就及时的能够收到那个他的薪水。
And praise God, that in his precise timing, our brother received the money.
所以弟兄姊妹好，你会发现有这个原则，我们必须先把自己跨出去。
Brothers and sisters, you see that this principle, we have to put ourselves forward first.
当你跨出去之后呢，我们再来看看神是怎么样用丰盛的预备为我们供应。
When you first take this step, you can see how God provide us abundantly.
当那个亚伯拉罕呀要离开他的本族本家的时候
，When Abraham were to leave his people and his place，
所以我们有个弟兄形容他有点像要从纽约要到 North Dakota 那样。
It's as if he was leaving New York for North Dakota.
也就是说，他从一个繁华的、很稳定的地方呢，要到沙漠去。
From very prosperous place into the desert.
当他出去了之后呢，神告诉他说要有个地方给他，他跟神还没有告诉他在哪里。
When he goes forth, God said, "I'll give you a piece of land," but have not told him where to go.
但是呢，他就凭着信呢。他就先跨出信心的一步进到那个沙漠里面。
But by faith, he took that step of faith and entered into the desert.
因着他的信心
and because of his faith,
神就加祝福给他。
God added blessings unto him.
所以因着他的信心呢，主耶稣从他而出。
And because of his faith, Christ, Jesus, came forth from him.
成为这个全地的祝福。
And become a blessing for this entire land.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这是一个，你会发现哈，如果我们愿意开始操练这种信心的话，那个是信心的长进。
You realize that when you are willing to exercise this faith, this is a growth in your faith.
弟兄姊妹，不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
你会发现哈，下水的时候呢，约柜也下去了。
You know that when you enter into the waters, the ark of the covenant enter in there too.
它表明呢，主耶稣的主的同在呢是。一起下去的。
It represents that God, Jesus' presence is with you.
当我们凭着信心跨出那一步的时候呢，主一定同在。
That by faith, when we take that step, the Lord is there with us.
并且呢，他是我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That He is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们会看见，不仅约柜是在前面当先锋，我们看见约柜也殿后。
That not only the Ark of the Covenant is the forerunner, but he also is he back us up there.
他们全部都过了之后呢，约柜你会看见约柜是最后才上来。
You know that only after all have passed the Jordan, then did the Ark of the Covenant came out of the river.
所以主的同在一定保守我们经过这条整条的道路。
God's presence will protect us through this whole process.
所以然后当那个约柜定在那个河中间的时候呢
？When the Ark of the Covenant center in the river，
你看到那个河水是远远的被隔断。
That the river water was far away was stopped。
那当然有弟兄领会，这个河水有点像死亡的诠释。
Some brothers understanding is that this river is like the power of death。
那有时候我们觉得这个好像过河啊，好像。有时候我们走这个信心道路，我们觉得好像很没有把握，很危险。
Sometimes when we walk this road of faith, it's like we don't have any assurance.
但是对神来讲，哈，他把我们保护的非常好。
But to our God, He really protects us and kept that very far away.
他把那个河水呢远远的隔断。
He divides the river very far away from us.
然后叫这个死亡的权势，叫这个老旧这些东西呢，远远的。远远的在外面。
That is power of death and this old life is so far away from us.
对，死亡跟仇敌不能侵害我们。
Death and the adversary cannot harm us.
我们能够借着那个新的那个复活的生命哈，能够过这条信心的道路。
So by this resurrected life, we can lead this road of this type of faith.
我弟兄姊妹我当然有些是学生。
I know brothers and sisters, some of you are students.
那个不过只是勉励好，这个不是律法。
Just an encouragement, not a law.
我们在学生时代的时候，那个时间很有限，我知道。
You know, when you're students, I know the time is very limited.
然后我们可以有个，我们可以学习有个操练。
We can have this practice an exercise.
对，在有限的时间里面，我们学习先求神的国与神的义。
And with this limited time, we learn to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我只是随便举例哈。
I'll just give a few examples.
比如说下礼拜你有考试。
Maybe you have an exam next week.
然后其实你也很忙碌。
And you're very busy.
然后你需要时间去读这些这个内容。
You need time to go to study.
如果你来聚会的话呢，你就会失去一些时间。
If you come to the meetings, you will lose some time.
但是呢，你有没有可能这样子操练？
Could you practice?
如果你先求神的国和神的义，是为着主的缘故来聚会。
That you know when you seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, that for the Lord you come to the meeting.
你会发现你失去了也许三个钟头、四个钟头的读书的时间。
You may have, you know, lost three, four hours of study.
但是呢，你是学着先求神的国和神的义。
But you're learning to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
然后你再来看你的那个考试或是你的这个交作业这个结果会怎么样。
Then you come and take a look, you know, how the result of your exam or your homework.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，如果你有这个感动，
If you have this burden in your heart,
你会不会有这个胆量呢？你把时间先放在主的面前。
Do you dare to put your time before the Lord?
然后呢，你再来看主怎么为你在考试和功课上做预备。
And then see how God has prepared for you in your preparation for your exam and for your assignment.
所以这弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲的不是一件抽象的信心的路。
It's not an abstract road of faith.
你会在发现有很多事情的时候，你可以这样子去学。
That in many things you realize you can exercise.
如果你要先学着看重神的事情的时候
，If you want to learn to first regard highly God's matters,
你会发现有些事情你要放下，你会有一点的好像的牺牲。
You realize that when you want to put down some things, you know, it's like if you are making some sacrifice.
你把你自己放在一个情况底下，你觉得又多了一些的没有把握。
You put yourself in a situation as if you have no longer have control over something.
本来你可以多有一些时间念书的。
Maybe you have more time to study.
现在你变少了。
Now you have less.
那你敢不敢有这样的一个信心，看主怎么供应呢
？Do you dare to have such faith to see if God provides for you？
我记得我在我以前修课就修很少，是比较懒惰。
When I was in class, I took very little credit because I'm lazy.
那我有一阵子哈，在明大的那个电脑中心做RA 做写程序的。
I was in the UFM in the computer science lab. I'm writing
computer center.
I'm writing some code.
Yeah, programming. 然后然后那个时候我第一次用那个 Apple 的 Macintosh 这边写。
That was my first time using a Mac to write.
然后我记得每个礼拜一的早晨呢，我要跟我的老板跟他报告进度。
Every Monday morning, I have to report my progress with my boss.
本来我应该就是做二十个小时嘛，一个礼拜。
And twenty hours a week of work.
但是我许多时候我做不太出来。
Many times I couldn't have any results.
然后一个礼拜做了一个礼拜之后，好像没什么进展。
After a week, there wasn't much progress.
然后我就礼拜五都没什么进展，然后我就觉得礼拜一好像没有什么脸去看它。
By Friday, I don't have much results. You know, I was thinking, you know, Monday, how can I face my boss?
所以那个 weekend 的时候，礼拜六、礼拜天的时候，我有时候我需要自己去加班一下。
The weekends, I might have to put in more hours.
那个时候我们有试着有那个音乐布道会。
At that time, we were you know, exercising, we're having this practice, we're learning to serve, to have a gospel meeting with music.
Yeah, 所以我们礼拜天下午的时候聚完会还得去练唱。
So Sunday after the meetings, we have to practice singing.
所以这一练就是一个下午就没了。
practice, the whole afternoon's gone.
那我就只好礼拜天晚上呢跑到学校再去做。
So I have to use Sunday night to go to school to finish it.
对，所以我心里有一点挣扎。
I have struggle in my heart.
我说如果再多一点时间的话，我可能可以做得好一点。Maybe
with more time, I can do a better job.
但是没关系，这个反正。 先求神的国与神的义。But
that's okay, though, to first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
所以我在比较困难的时候呢，我记得至少两三次。And
during some tough times, at least two or three times.
然后礼拜一到礼拜五都没什么结果。Monday
through Friday, there wasn't much results.
然后当我练完唱，礼拜天晚上去做的时候。After
practicing singing, I go there in the night.
然后很奇妙的，我在比较短的时间。 就做出一个进展出来。
And amazingly, within a short time, I have some progress.
然后礼拜一的时候就很高兴跟老板说我做出一点东西来。
And come Monday, I was happy to show the results to my boss.
那个对不起啊，有时候我用我自己的见证是为了鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们真的能够有一些实际的经历。
Sometimes I use my testimony to encourage you that we can have real experiences in the Lord.
然后后来我这一段的那个 RA 呢，我后来写了成一篇 paper 可以投到什么科技期刊之类的东西。
So this piece of work that I've done through my RA I could send it through publish in the journal.
对，不过重点是说哈，那个期刊我不知道放到哪里去了。
The main point I don't know where a journal is right now.
但是呢，在那个过程里面，我一直记得我这几次的经历。
The main point is that through this thing, I kind of
only remember the
experience during this process.
是怎么样经历的？你会发现哈，很多东西已经过去了。
What kind of experience? Many things passed away.
但是我从河里面呢带了石头出来。
But in a river, I brought stones out of it.
那个石头的意思就是见证。
The stones are meaning testimony.
对，我那个期刊根本真的是不晓得在哪里。然后
What a journal is.
但是呢，我觉得这整个过程更宝贵的是说，我可以证明说，先求神的国和神的义，他一定把一切需用的加给我们。
But the whole process is that I found really precious is. When I first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, He added unto me.
当我们拿着这个石头的时候，是什么意思呢？
When we hold these stones, what does it mean?
这个见证是什么意思？
What does it mean of the testimony?
你在这个过程当中呢，彰显神的智慧、神的大能，彰显那个神是信实的。
It shows for God's wisdom and God's power, and that God is faithful.
所以很多时候我跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And many times I share with brothers and sisters.
当我们经过人生的一段的经历的时候。
That when we went through some life experience.
然后当你过几年再回头看那一段时间。
When over some years you look back.
当时觉得好像很大的事情，后来觉得好像也没什么太特别。
Something that really seemed like really enormous becomes really little.
对，但是里面留下来宝贵的是说。 那个过程当中，我是很真实的经历主。
What left there is precious that at that time I really truly experienced the Lord.
我好像带着那个石头呢，有一个见证留下来。
That I brought these stones, the testimony was left.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，经历神，用信心经历神，是非常 exciting 的事情。
It's very exciting to experience the Lord.
因为当我们把今天脚步先跨下去的时候呢，
that by faith we take that step into the river.
我们等候看神他怎么做他奇妙的工作。
We wait and see how God work amazingly.
我实在觉得先求神的国与神的义这件事情呢，实在里面有很大的智慧。
That I personally feel that to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in this matter, enormous wisdom in there.
我们生活当中遇见太多的事情了。
We have many things that we come across in our life.
然后这个事情要处理，那个事情要做决定。
We have to pick up this matter and make a decision in another.
然后我们常常在那个事情的那个环绕当中呢，不晓得该怎么样做，该怎么做决定是最好。
And during this time, you know, it's hard for us to make a decision.
所以弟兄姊妹，你需要如果需要智慧的话
，If you need wisdom，
你要需要先学习，我们就要学习先求神的国与神的义。
And you have to learn first to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
这是什么意思哈
？What does that mean？
这个意思就是说，你先把神的事情，先看重。
That you regard highly, you know, to first see God's thing.
然后你从那个神的看重的那个角度去看你的事情的时候。
You seem what God seem. You know, you look from that angle.
然后你就知道，比较知道说你怎么样做决定。
Then you know how to make your decision.
对，我其实也常常提这件事情。
I often times mention this thing.
其实，在我们的我举的这个怎么讲？比如说一个年轻人该去哪个学校
you know, a young person, you know, where should he or she go to which university?
对。当然这个只是一个假设，一个比较我用对比的方式来形容。
Just making a comparison?
如果那个学生可以有好多个学校的选择。
If there are many choices for the student.
然后有的学校很好。
Some are really good schools.
然后有的学校要学费比较贵。
Some are more expensive.
当然这些都要考虑。
You have to take it all into consideration.
但是如果我们学习先求神的国与神的义。
But if we learn to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first.
然后这个年轻人就学，对不起，我不是讲任何人，我是这个年轻人就学习哈，把自己。那个眼光呢，放到神的眼光去。
I'm not speaking of anybody here, but that this young person will be able to put his eyesight where God is seeing things.
那神是怎么样的眼光呢
？How does God view us?
人的眼光就是神的眼光，就是说，当你在这个大学这段时间的时候，你很重要的事情是你要能够学习经历神。
God's view is that you know through this when you're at the U, you can experience the Lord.
然后你在学生时代的时候，你能够学习有属灵的成长。
That as a student, you can have some spiritual growth.
所以当你用神的眼光去看这件事情的时候呢
？When you look at it with God's view,
那你很可能就能够从各样的那个因素里面跳脱出来。
That you can get out of some of other
各样的这个 factors 里面
factors, yeah.
Yeah. 所以你就慢慢能够抓住神要什么
then you can slowly you know you can grasp hold of what God wants
当然这是一个比较对比的例子
it's a kind of contrast example
假设有一个人他可以进哈佛大学
if someone can enter into Harvard
然后他有另外的选择
that he has another choice
那现在问题是说如果神给他从高处看见哈，进哈佛大学可能没有办法让他有属灵的成长。
And maybe God and you know, show him from above that you know if you go into Harvard you might not have much spiritual growth there.
那他是否要先求神的国与神的义呢？然后走神要他走的去的那个地方
？So does he first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness and go the way that the Lord wants him to go?
所以我这只是一个比较对比的例子。
This is just a very contrasting example.
所以你会发现，有的时候先求神的国和神的义，那个神的旨意哈，会要你放下一些事情。
That you might realize that you know when you first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, His purpose might you know you might have to let go of certain things.
但是呢，那件事情给你智慧，做对的选择。
But that thing, it will help you to make a it will give you wisdom to make the right choice.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，有的时候我们实在要问说，你有没有胆量在一些事情上面先求神的国与神的义
？And brothers and sisters, sometimes you want to ask, you have that courage, that boldness, that in some things, you know, to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那个时候我那个学校毕业要找工作。
After I graduated, I need to find a job.
我信主之后有六年的时间是学生。
After I came to the Lord, there are 6 years when I was a student.
所以我 所以学生们呢，你的我当学生很久，老学生。
I was a student for a long time.
所以我在学生时代，主给我足够的时间多学一点东西。
God gave me enough time to learn more.
那但是我现在要说，弟兄姊妹，你当学生的时候啊，那个学习的时间就是这么多。
When you are a student, the time where you can study is this much.
因为你在学生时候呢，有你学生要做的学习。
There are some requirements of a student.
如果你还可以当学生两三年。
If you can still be a student for another 2-3 years.
你过了那两三年，你那个学生经历的学习呢，就过去了。
That experience while being a student will pass.
然后弟兄姊妹有的是小孩子。三五岁八九岁
and some of you have kids who are you know 3-5 years old 8 or 9
小孩子那个三五岁八九岁那个时间你要帮助他的学习呢过了就没有了
for those at that age group when you want to help the children to understand it's just within, during those times
应该说有的时候后来要再补上有可能
some of you might have to you know
但是我的意思是说 有时候这个时间好你过去真的 就过去了
Sometimes once this time is passed, it's passed
所以弟兄姊妹我们有那个时间性好学这个先求神的国与神的义
There is a time you know, constraint kind of limit that you can learn to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness
所以我学生结束之后要找工作那是新的学习
And after I graduated and looking for a job that's a new experience
我当学生很久哈，八年里面有六年半的时间没有预备要留在美国。
Six of the 8 years I was a student, I did not prepare to remain in the States.
但是后来神给我一个感觉呢，我应该留在这个地方，追求认识神跟属灵的长进。
So it gave me the sense that I have to remain in this place to know the Lord and to have spiritual growth.
所以呢，我就说好，那。如果是主给我这个负担的话，我就这样子去祷告。
I said, okay, if God gives me this burden, you know, I will, you know, pray for this matter.
所以我后来有，直到今天，我有过四个工作。
So to this day, I have 4 jobs.
当然有两个都是公司关门，不是故意要走。
Two of which the company shut down. I did not leave, choose to leave.
然后我在这个过程当中，我也发现。那个明尼苏达不太需要博士。
During this process, I also realized that Minnesota doesn't need PhD.
我的第一个工作其实主要是在加州。
My first job mainly was you know in California.
然后里面的人三分之二是博士。
And 2/3 of which are all PhDs.
然后在明尼苏达，我就发现说，原来很工作很难找。
In Minnesota, it's not easy to find a job.
至少对我来讲很难找。
At least for me, it was tough.
但是我感谢主，然后当中呢，我有两次的时间是没有工作。
But thank the Lord, you know, two of those times I don't have a job.
那有一次因为长一点，所以需要领那个失业救济金。
And one time it was longer, I have to apply for unemployment.
但是我一直记得。神呢是神要我留下来的。
I always remember God wants me to remain here.
留下来我不是为着在美国过更好的生活。
Staying in the States, I'm not here to get more enjoyment in the States.
留下来是因为我希望能够好好的认识神，能够学习服事。
But to stay and to really know the Lord and to learn to serve Him.
所以这个先求神的国与神的义。
So.Here, you know, again, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你把脚放到水里面。
And you put your feet into the waters.
这个怎么形容呢？而且有的时候我真的觉得好像没有人要。
How do you describe this? Sometimes I feel nobody wants me.
对，明尼苏达没有人要。
In Minnesota, nobody wants me.
对，但是我们敢不敢呢？就把脚放在水里面交给主呢
That do we dare to put our feet into the water and you know to leave it to the Lord
所以我四个工作哈有三个都不是我自己找的
Out of the you know there are 3 out of 4 that I didn't look for it myself
通通是天上掉下来
All you know drop from the sky
所以感谢主
So I praise the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有一个胆量哈，把自己的脚跨出那个信心的一步？
Do we have that boldness to step out in faith?
当你跨进去的时候，你觉得很没有把握。
When you step into it, you don't know, you don't have assurance.
你有些代价要付出去。
You have to make sacrifices.
然后你在一个很不 secure 的一个情况底下，不没有安全感的情况底下。
And in a situation when you're not secure.
但是问题是，主告诉约书亚三次，你要刚强壮胆。
But the Lord told Joshua three times, be strong and courageous.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须在信心的事情上面放胆。
So in this matter of faith, we have to have boldness.
当你愿意主动的照着主的这个应许跨出一步的时候
，That you know, By God's promise, you know, you are actively stepping out this faith.
你就开始学习经历这个约旦河的经历。
And you start to experience this experience of the Jordan.
你会发现你的信心呢开始有了长进。
That you see that your faith is starting to grow.
然后我们跨出去以后呢，等候看看神有他奇妙的作为。
When you go forward, you can wait and see God's amazing work.
当你过去这个过程之后
，When you pass through.
好像事情就这样过去了。
Seem like you know this matter has already left.
但是你发现你实实在在经历这个又真又活的神。
But truly, in reality, you have experienced the Lord.
你在这个过程当中做了神美好信心的见证。
You have become God's wonderful testimony of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我是在这边彼此勉励。
So I encourage you.
你不要以为这件事情是一个信主十年以后才发生的事。
It's not something that happens 10 years after you believe in Christ.
这个好，你刚一信主，你就可以把一些事情就能够踏出去了。
It can start from you know the very beginning.
大家弟兄姊妹不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
因为神与我们同在。
God is with us.
他必定保守我们呢。不受仇敌不受死亡的侵害。
He will surely protect us from the enemy and from death.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主之后，神一定要有这样的经历。
After we believe in God, you know, we have to have this experience.
要不然，神只是我们一个知道，好像头脑知道的神。
If not, he's just like one that we know from our head.
我们实在很需要从我们心的深处，从我们实际的过程当中能够信靠他。
We need to trust in Him from the depth of our hearts and from true experiences.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我是有两个图画。
So two pictures.
当我们被困住的时候呢
？When we are trapped.
我们一定要相信神的主的恩典一定够我们用。
We have to trust that God's grace is sufficient for us.
他一定为我们开一条出路。
He will open up a way for us.
当神给我们一个选择的时候
，When God gives us choice.
我们把那个优先权摆在先求他的国与他的义。
Our priority is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们就看神怎么样把他祝福加在你的身上。
And we'll see how he add his blessing unto us.
OK, 我想我们祷告。
We'll pray.
主耶稣，我们在这里同感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为要不是你是信实的神，
If not that you are faithful,
我们没有办法信得过你。
It's hard for us to trust in you.
要不是你是这位宇宙至大的神。
It's not that you're this mighty God.
我们也好像交不出去。
It's hard for us to hand it to you.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
叫我们看见你是这位信心创始成终的耶稣。
That you're this author and finisher of our faith.
求主帮助我们跨过这个信心的一步。
Lord, help us in this matter of faith.
求主我们凭着信进到水中。
That by faith will enter into the waters.
我们相信主，你就必为我们开路。
We trust that you will open up a way for us.
我们相信在整个过程当中，主就保守我们。
We trust that you protect us through this whole process.
帮助我们在这新的一年里面好好经历你。
That in this new year we will come and experience you.
我们不再只是风闻有你。
That we not just hear of you.
我们乃是在实际的生活经历里面，我们看见。
That we see you in reality.
我们实在感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.